A report out this month says that the world's oceans are warming much faster than expected. That's already causing some fish species to move north and could bring more changes to the ocean in the future. To better understand how this will impact fisheries in the Gulf of Mexico, like shrimp, snapper, and oysters, WWNO's Travis Luck spoke with Dr. Rebecca Selden, marine ecologist at Rutgers University.
This new report says that our oceans are warming much faster than expected. And the main culprit, of course, is increasing greenhouse gas emissions. So if we stop carbon emissions tomorrow, can we also stop the ocean from warming?
Well, most of the emissions that we have emitted so far have been absorbed by the oceans. And in some ways, that slowed the total amount of warming that we've seen in the atmosphere. But that actually means that if we stop emitting today, we're still expecting a fair amount of warming to continue. So we really need to think about making these changes soon to avoid even further warming over and above what we probably will already see.
So if this change is bound to happen for another several decades, even if we get a better handle on emissions, what is that going to mean for fisheries, particularly in a place like the Gulf of Mexico? I'm thinking about species like shrimp or snapper or oysters. What is that going to mean for fisheries?
Yeah, for me, fisheries really represent the front line in the industries in the U.S. that are going to be hit by climate change. We're already seeing that species are shifting poleward or deeper in response to the warming that we've already seen. And that's worrying for coastal communities that rely on those species and may not be able to follow the fish where they're going. Or in some cases, the Gulf of Mexico, which is constrained by Florida, species aren't necessarily going to be able to move north in the same way they might and may lose a lot of habitat in the Gulf of Mexico. One example is from our studies is that pink shrimp is set to decline by about 70% of its habitat in the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the century. And that is worrisome for the many shrimpers that are in the Gulf of Mexico that rely on that species.
And so you're saying that some species will be able to essentially swim around Florida, but that doesn't apply to all species like shrimp.
Right, yeah. Some species are really mobile as adults and may be able to get around that barrier. Other species really rely on passive currents to transport their babies to new areas. And so there's likely going to be winners and losers in this scenario with climate change. And unfortunately, many of the commercial species, like shrimp, don't have such a rosy picture.
So if in general those species that can move north do move north, does that also mean that in a place like the Gulf of Mexico, we'll see a migration of, say, more tropical southerly species coming from places like the Caribbean?
Yes, definitely. Some of the big unknown is which species might emerge coming up from the Caribbean and whether we can take advantage of those new species for fisheries. You know, what will the markets be able to adapt? We don't even necessarily know which species are on their way. And so I think one big goal for the future of scientific research is to try to understand what species might be moving in to regions like the Gulf of Mexico so that we can have more advanced notice to be able to get ready for those.
The Gulf of Mexico has plenty of recurring issues. I'm thinking of the yearly dead zone, for example. The dead zone is this area in the Gulf where the oxygen is taken out, and that can lead to some species dying, and that happens every year. How will warming oceans sort of overlap with that? Is that going to make it worse or better?
Yeah, climate change is likely to make some existing stressors like low oxygen dead zones even worse because they're likely to get more frequent. Warmer water actually holds less oxygen, and so we're projecting that warmer waters are actually going to make those low oxygen dead zones more frequent and potentially a larger spatial extent.
Is there any potential good news here? There's a lot of negative news, and there's a lot of kind of fearful stuff when it comes to warming oceans and climate change more generally. But when it comes to warming oceans, what could be some surprise benefits? Is that even possible to say?
Well, there we do have evidence from our research that there will be some species that will be gaining quite a lot by these warmer temperatures, those species that are sort of limited by cold water. So for example, gray snapper is a species that is currently thriving in the warmer waters, and it is likely to actually have habitat gains by the mid-century.
Rebecca Selden is a marine ecologist at Rutgers University. Dr. Selden, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.